brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, Crystal, we've got your article here. Bill Gates funds covert vaccine nanotechnology. I was aware of the program, but it's an interesting article. So you're saying that concerns you. Well, yeah. I mean, they're not going to let you escape the poison water and the poison air and the poison GMO crops. That's why they've got the new bill, which they openly admit is designed to shut down small family farms and ranches, S-510. They've got to make sure that you eat the food and breathe the air they've got for you, because that's why they injected those kids down in Guatemala with syphilis and told them it was vaccines, because the government's good. Mercury's good, and syphilis helps children. I mean, these are good people. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Crystal. I mean, why are you upset about this? Don't you love Bill Gates? Did Crystal leave us?
No, I'm here.
Okay, Crystal, do you have any other comments? You said you were concerned about this.
Oh, I'm just, you know, it's just really scary, because what do us parents do? I mean, what, you know, we try everything we can do to protect our families and our children, and it just, everywhere we turn,
yeah, what do you
chaos.
Do when there's arrogant control freaks that have built a scientific dictatorship and think they're God and walk around smiling at us with their self-fulfilled, demonic Cheshire cat looks? What do you do about Bill Gates when the average yuppie says, oh, isn't he a great humanitarian? They don't know that he put his money tax-free into the robber baron Sherman Antitrust Act written by the bankers, like the Federal Reserve was written to get the bankers, and was written by them at Jekyll Island 100 years ago last week. I mean, how do you explain that to them? They don't. They want to be hurt, so they will be hurt. And most yuppies won't know why their kid dies of cancer, or why their hair is falling out at 25, or why they're, you know, getting diabetes when they exercise all the time. They don't want to know. They want to paint themselves up orange and go to a football game and act like idiots. So we don't need them. We are reaching out to the people that do care and are concerned, and we're going to take our government over through the proper means, and we're going to bring the murdering Nazi eugenicist to justice, Crystal. That's what we're going to do. We get angry and we warn people, Crystal.
Right, and I do, and then that's another thing. You know, people don't want to listen. They think, you know, we're crazy. They think we're, and it just breaks my heart, because I want to help people. I post stuff on Facebook. I email friends stuff, and they really just think, you know, she's crazy.
We're getting headway, though, Crystal. Just a month ago, you would be laughed at, and the media said everyone knows that everybody loves the body scanners and pat-downs. Everyone knows. Did you hear Napolitano this morning and last night, or speeches? Everyone is involved to keep the homeland safe. We're all partners. Everyone understands this is good. Everyone understands. It's a lie. And so that's meant to target the average weak-minded person. Well, everyone knows. Well, everyone knows running off a cliff is fun. I'm a lemming, you know, off the cliff. So it's perception management. It's lies. Everyone knows mercury's good for children. Everyone knows sodium fluoride's wonderful. Don't mind all those studies, doubling bone cancer and IQ reduction. Let's not worry about that. Sweep that under the rug. Look, Crystal, I appreciate your call. Don't feel bad, Crystal. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. What did Mahatma Gandhi say? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And so just a month ago, they had all their fake push polls out and stuff. The way they ask these polls is, would you rather be blown out of the air by Al-Qaeda bombs or be body scanned or be patted down? There's no Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of all these bombings, hangs out secretly at the Pentagon, source AP Fox News. Many think this is staged. Do you believe we should remove, you know, all of the national security controls so the CIA can't operate in secrecy for over 60 years? Or do you want to give up all your rights and be radiated? Or do you want someone sticking their hands down your pants for no reason? See, they don't give you real choices. It's like, do you want to be murdered or have somebody stick their hands down your pants? See? So they've gone from a month ago, everybody loves it, you're a kook if you don't like it, to now everybody angry saying, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. No one likes it. It's like Ceausescu in Romania. 1 minute he's God, 10 minutes later, him and his ugly wife are machine gunned up against a wall. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a reporter visiting with us. He's here till next week. Maybe I'll get him in studio next week if he wants to do it. Or maybe it's just better to leave it alone. The powers that be might try to stop the story from being published. Not that it matters in the final equation. They can't stop the signal. Not as long as the signal's transmitting the truth. But he was telling me a Ceaușescu story, and I actually heard about his bowling alley. But that, and the reporter spent a lot of time over there in Romania, that when Ceaușescu would flip on his underground palace that had, you know, the bowling alley and the restaurants and the rest of it, that when he would flip the power on in his palace, that half of Bucharest would lose its power. And it's the same way in North Korea. Have you seen the satellite images? Guys, pull up the satellite images of North Korea. Satellite images, North Korea versus South Korea at night. North Korea, South Korea, satellite images at night. And here's South Korea just ablaze with energy and life and dynamic freedom. And the North, there's barely any light. North Korea could have provided an industrial system. They made the choice not to as a mode of control. Folks that have gotten out of North Korea alive have confirmed that most of the public are kept in animal stalls as slave labor. And they'll bring a man and a woman together a few nights out of the year, and they even monitor this with doctors, to have sex and produce a child. And once they've done that, they send the woman to another camp, the man to another camp, and the child to another camp, destroying the family. What did 1984 talk about? Taking children like you take eggs from a hen. Yeah, blow it up. South Korea is right there, dead center in the middle. That's Japan off to the right there. China to the north, and Russia is right there as well. There's North Korea. Blow it up even more. Thank you for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Now, again, look at the lights in South Korea, and then look at the lights in North Korea. Well, there's maybe 6-7 little lights in North Korea and hundreds of lights in South Korea. Oh, there's people all over that country, but most of them are living in slave pits. And that is the globalist model. That's what they like, because that's what they enjoy. Always pressing on the nerve of power, being trampled on, trampling and being trampled upon. That's their religion. It's their enjoyment. The collectivists aren't some little, you know, dirty hippie wearing sandals taking mescaline or peyote or PCP or LSD. That's their little useful idiots. The collectivist is the George Soros. It's the Rothschild. It's the Rockefeller. They collectivize your wealth to make you dependent. Let's talk to Wilson in Florida. Wilson, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's always great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Wilson.
All right. I just wanted to ask you two quick questions. The first one is, what's your view on Ayn Rand?
You know, I'm going to be quite frank. I could never get through her books, and I could read the encyclopedia and be entertained for an entire weekend. Literally, I love the encyclopedia. I just can't read it, and I don't mean to turn off fans of that. I'm just not a big fiction person, and I'm not really an atheist either. I mean, I think it has some good ideas, but it really hasn't shaped much of what I believe or what I stand for. Now, her idea of the individual being where the real power is at, I totally agree and resonate with that. I'm more of a Thomas Jefferson type guy, or a Victor Hugo, or a George Washington. I mean, that's more of the philosophy that I hold with. What's your view on her?
Oh, I was just intrigued by how well-spoken she is and how intellectually wise she is, but I don't agree with everything she says. I just think she's good to at least learn from or at least look at. You know, she shaped some of my views a little bit. And my final question was, always growing up, I always thought Nelson Mandela was good, like learning at school, and then I see he's been doing speeches at the United Nations since the 90s. So I just wanted to ask you, why was he doing these speeches at the United Nations if I was supposedly told he was good? And also, Che Guevara, I've seen him do a couple speeches there, and people think he's good. So I just want to know why these people, you know?
All right, let me break that down. Very complex questions, very complex issue. Nelson Mandela was in prison for decades in solitary confinement. And that will change you. And the revolution that he'd been involved in, when they locked him up in prison, that revolution became successful while he was in prison. And so they brought him out as a figurehead to kind of lead that transition from de Klerk and others. But the very same financial interests that ran that country before run it now. They've just removed some of the middle class Afrikaners, you know, the Dutch and the British. The middle class people, they're having their mines taken, they're having their farms taken, and certainly there were abusive things that went on in that system, but it's removed that patronage, where, sure, it was an unfair class system, but a lot of those black folks had better standards of living than they do now because there isn't a middle class. So in the name of revolution, they brought in a communist socialist movement. But the big mega companies for diamonds and gold, they're still there. They've just cut out the middlemen. They've just cut out the people that originally colonized it. And another way to look at it is Westerners came over here, made deals with natives, fought with each other on all different sides. I mean, routinely the natives would come to the Westerners, whether it was the Spanish, the French, the Dutch, the British, and say, help us wipe out this other tribe. I mean, the Indians were always killing each other too. But just to finish up the question, after the settlers are done, and this even happened with the robber barons and the railroads, after the settlers are done killing the Indians to take the land, then the railroads would roll in behind them with Pinkerton men with guns, and they'd say, now you're going to give us your property or you're going to die. See, in the 1880s, 90s, 1900, 1910, 1920, the Rockefellers would send Pinkerton men out to whole towns, and they'd just ride in and burn it down and just shoot everybody in the back while they're running. There are famous massacres in Colorado, you name it. So that's all that's happened in South Africa, is they just gave them black puppets instead of white puppets. And it's just a terrible thing, but no one will deny South Africa is even worse off than it was. The white middle class that was there should have made a real deal with the actual African people and tried to bring real freedom there, but they didn't do that. The upper middle classes made deals with the elite and, of course, got cheated. And then you were also asking me about Che Guevara. The fact that Che Guevara got killed tells you that he was legitimate. That doesn't mean I think he was a good guy. He was a murderer. He did a lot of cold-blooded killing in the name of the greater good. Kind of like our special forces will torture or murder or false flag. Because if they don't, well, the commies do it. Well, the Nazis do it. Well, the Nazis are dealing drugs out of Cyprus. And if we don't deal drugs out of Cyprus, when we take Cyprus over, they're going to rebel. Oh, we better help the Taliban grow opium, or somebody else will. See, this is how you give in to evil. But the fact that they killed Che Guevara once they got a hold of him shows that that he was certainly outside of their control system. Just because somebody speaks at the United Nations, though, does not mean they're bad. I mean, if they invited me to speak at the UN, I'd go do it. I've actually, you know, been invited to speak at smaller conferences. They invite everybody to try of any influence to try to co-opt you. So, of course, the General Assembly of the UN is nothing but a debating society. It's not totally useless because you can at least get issues out. It's the heart of the UN, the Security Council, that has all the real power and has the veto power. I mean, who created the UN? You got to love Glenn Beck talking about the UN wants to get us the liberal commies and some little Tides Foundation. Oh, my gosh, they're the master puppets of it all. And then meanwhile, the Pentagon created the Department of Defense, created in 1945 at the Presidio, the United Nations. The Rockefellers gave them the land in New York. The Rand Corporation has written about how it's meant to create a world government. Basically, the General Assembly, if you've ever been to a cattle auction, a stockyards auction, the old-fashioned ones, they've kind of phased that out now where big agribusiness just sets the price. But back even 10 years ago, we still had, you know, real auctions. That's what the UN is. It's a big auction. And you got the IMF and the World Bank, and you got the payoff men there, and it gets all the world leaders there, and they're like, we got drugs, we got hookers, we got money, we got payoffs, we got deals. Look, we'll help you put a dictatorship in, or we'll help get your party in. Play ball with us, get your country deep in debt, and you're going to get a villa in Switzerland. And the Asian, the African, the Latin American, the Eastern European leaders, they say, absolutely, sounds like a good deal. And then the UN says, one more little catch. We want you to make sure you vaccinate everybody. We've got some special shots. And it comes out, oh, there was some HIV in that. Oh, there was some polio. Oh, there was some syphilis. It's always an accident. Even though the UN's stated goal is forced population reduction. So that's what the UN is. It's a giant whorehouse set up by our criminal government, which is really a model of the British Empire, the same model of management. Matt, Chris, Bob, Noah, your calls are coming up, and I've got to get into this food safety takeover bill, the TSA information, the latest economic news, and a lot more. It's Wide Open Phones today. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've got to find our fighting spirit. We've got to learn to not be bossed around and pushed around and told what to do. The number one threat in human history is always governments and the power-hungry scum that get control of them and want to use us like we're their little toys, as Bob Dylan said. You play with my life like it's your little toy. I'm sick of it. It's like the Black Sabbath song. See the generals gathered in the masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds at blood destruction, sorcerers of death's construction. I mean, that's what it is. The worst people get into these positions, as many philosophers and historians have noted, because they want the power. And once they get it, they start competing with each other, and it's a survival of the fittest or survival of the most psychopathic that then gravitates towards the ultimate paramount positions, and we get a Nazi Germany. We get a Maoist China. And that's where we're going. Guaranteed. History is 100%. Humans don't change. We do the same things over and over again. We've got to get off this train now. And we've got to get angry and focused and dig our heels in and say, no! I know you're a bunch of terrorist criminals. I know the Federal Reserve are a bunch of thieves. It's over. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you make up. I don't care what you do. I know I'm right. That's the end of it. And then there's nothing they can do. Already they're not as arrogant as they used to be. You can tell the establishment's starting to get scared, which is dangerous. I'd rather them be full of hubris. Now they're starting to realize they're not invincible. That makes them more dangerous. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Florida. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going? That was awesome. I'd like to add to that. The only person that masters over my mind is God. But you mentioned Glenn Beck a second ago. I wanted to say I like to think of him as domestic policy and you as foreign policy in this info war. Is, I don't know, it's just a way of looking at it. But I wanted to bring your attention. We Are Change Tampa confronted George Bush at his little book tour thing. Pretty good video to look up. George Bush confronted on 9/11 truth and war crimes in Florida. You can find that on YouTube. Also give a call to action to all the info warriors and We Are Truth people. You know, get out in these airports and hand out literature and let people know. Airports are awesome places to, you know, start brush fires in small people and have them spread to all the corners of the world, because wherever they're going, they'll take that information with them.
Well, that's what's so important about this TSA rebellion, is it shows people they have power. Look at the effect we're having. A real issue for weeks is now the number one news item, not the regular baloney that they force feed us, that they vomit on us, that they regurgitate like parrots onto us. But going back to this George Bush thing, I know I recognize your voice from calling a few months ago. You're the guys that have confronted Al Gore and many others. And I love the fact that We Are Change confronts the entire spectrum of these scallywags. What did Bush, who's trying to rehabilitate himself now that he thinks Obama's so unpopular, Cheney openly said at that opening of the Bush Library that people know how good Bush is now because they've seen Obama. I mean, give me a break. It's a total continuity of agenda. The wars, the torture, the banker bailouts, the Patriot Act. Again, it's just different rhetoric on the surface, but at the meat and potatoes level, it's the exact same thing. And here's Dick Cheney, who I've always called Darth Vader, now literally Darth Vader. He has an artificial heart on the outside of him. Guys, pull up Dick Cheney Has No Pulse from Gizmodo, or maybe it was Wired. And it actually shows this heart pump is a big artificial heart attached to the bottom. He doesn't even have a pulse. It's just blood flowing continually. You've got a Ringwraith Nazgul undead who's so full of evil. You know, they've tried these on other people, and they usually die very quickly because they get depressed over not having a pulse. The body freaks out. You don't have a pulse when you're asleep at night. But they say Dick Cheney's doing great with it because he's such a hateful demon. Bionic Dick Cheney technically has no pulse. Scroll down and show this artificial heart he's got. Okay, then that's not the article that has it. Show the Gizmodo one, then. I want to show people this artificial heart he's got. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. What else? Tell us about the George Bush. What happened?
Oh, well, I wasn't there, but I'm a member of the group. But the video shows that, you know, we just started yelling out 9/11 inside job, and he was a war criminal. They were escorted by police officers who, when told that their job was to uphold the Constitution, they replied that, no, that was not their job, which is, you know, kind of ironic.
Yeah, they swear an oath to it. Yeah.
They were met with special forces or special agents who obviously wanted to know who they were. They said, it was funny, they said, we're interested in you. And they were like, yeah, I'll bet you guys are.
I'd say, we're interested in you. We're interested in how the Secret Service helped kill Kennedy that day. Good job, my friend.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
Lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, continuing with your phone calls, and I'm going to start hammering into the news here in just a few minutes. But you notice they always tell you, yeah, we're going to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. Yeah, there's a 70% chance it's going to get out and kill you. We're doing it anyways. Yeah, we're going to stick our hands down your pants. Oh, you don't like us feeling through your pants. How about down your pants? Always more, more, more. Every time you give in, they want more, more, more. Well, I want more freedom. I want more liberty. I want you out of my life. And we're pushing back, and we're having victories against the control freak armies. Let's go back to your phone calls. Well, since we mentioned it, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners, you can just type in Dick Cheney has no pulse and look at it. But let's put that graphic back up of the heart pump. And I was going to do heart pump first and then the video. There's the heart pump. Dick Cheney has no pulse, literally. Once you have this, they found that artificial hearts don't work as well. It's just still using the old heart kind of as the bag. And then they have a high-powered pump, and you got a battery on the outside like a cyborg and a pump that's mounted down in your guts with plugs coming out of your side. I mean, literally Darth Vader. Dick Cheney is a full-bore cyborg. You know, they got these scientists that will attach a microchip to their finger or put one in their brain. That's not a cyborg. When you are literally living because core parts of your body are electro-powered by machines and you've got a pump in your heart, you're a cyborg. I mean, this is 21st century. We've got a crazy vice president hobbling around talking about how wonderful George W. Bush is and how real he is. When he's well known for disdaining his employees, disdaining people around him as minions, on countless TV shows, he'll lean over when somebody isn't looking and clean his glasses on their shirt, or on Bill Clinton's coat, cleaning his glasses in Haiti. He has nicknames for everyone that they're human feces. I mean, he's a monster who says, "You bet I ordered torture." Meanwhile, the people that got caught following his orders are in prison. I mean, this guy is, he's horrible. And meanwhile, Dick Cheney's saying how great he is. A corpse, a undead zombie. We have a former vice president. We are in 2010. We now have undead zombies giving speeches on television. I mean, look at Cheney. His latest speech, I watched it. He looks like an undead zombie. He is an undead zombie. They admit everywhere Cheney goes, they have at least two ambulances and two heart surgeons and experts driving around behind him. That's the elite in this country. You mean, you talk about Ceausescu having a palace that took so much power that when he flipped the lights on at night, half of the capital city would lose power. What about Cheney? He's... Some cases, he has four ambulances following him around. He's got a robot heart. I mean, this is all crazy. We're living in la-la land here. And the globalists are destroying their own nest with all these open-air cross-species, genetically engineered. I remember 10 years ago talking about how they're engineering mice with human brains, how they're engineering goats that create body armor. I actually covered that 15 years ago in their udders. How they're creating all these crops that have insect genes. It's now jumping into other crops. It's causing unbelievable devastation. When you eat these foods, it then triggers allergies to normal things. We're killing ourselves. The elites are killing themselves. What type of elite uses depleted uranium in every continent of the planet and uses them in four different wars? I mean, what type of group does this when it encircles the globe and the atmosphere and we're breathing it? When they know in their own reports it kills anybody that ingests it. It may take 10 years to do it, but it's going to kill you. These people are psychopaths. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. The last point was, here's We Are Change, and I guess Federal Jack, I'm not quite sure who, they just found the clip. Great folks down in Florida. Confronting Bush at a public rally, and the police throw him out. And then even after they're leaving, they say, "You want to go to jail? You want to go to jail?" We're not going to play the whole clip. You can watch it online, but here it is.
September the 11th will come to feel more like Pearl Harbor Day, an honor date on the calendar, and an important moment in history, but not a scar on the heart, not a reason to fight on.
911 wasn't inside, 911 was an inside. inside job. Talk about that, Bush. You supported torture.
Come on, don't rip on me, sir. I got you all on camera. I hope you know that.
Workers yelling, do not let me down.
You're a criminal. War criminal. War criminal.
Well, we know you was going.
Yeah, I have a camera on you, sir. Don't twist my arm, sir.
Resist me.
I'm not resisting
Don't
you.
Resist me.
How am I resisting you? I'm just standing here and you're twisting
my arm. Yeah, that's America. You ask our Lord and Savior, according to some neocons, George W. Bush, a question. You know, I still roll over at 3 a.m. and have shooting pain in my right shoulder. Because for about 3 or 4 minutes, they twisted my arm up and put my fist way into the middle of my back and tore my rotator cuff. I've been told I need surgery on it, but I don't like surgery. Because the one time they did surgery on my leg when I broke it, it took 9 times the stuff to keep me under. I kept waking up during the surgery. It's probably because they said I had some Native American blood and they have different physiology. But point is, I still have an injury from 12 years ago when he was getting ready to run for president. In fact, YouTube, Alex Jones arrested for asking George Bush a question. Let's show that, an oldie but a goodie. Same thing. But he'd been given the same speech over and over again. He was supposed to have a press conference. He said, and that's what I want to do for Texas. I knew he was done. The press was all there. They saw I was there, so they didn't go to questions. And so I said, well, what about the New World Order? What about the CFR? Isn't that what's important, Governor? And they got my arm, twisted it, kidnapped me for an hour, and then threw me out on the side of the highway without charges. And I've got a tear in my shoulder from that today. Because I'm not a human. And the cop's doing the same thing here. Twisting his arm, they're not resisting. Then they threaten to arrest him. They want to arrest him. Because how dare an American speak up at a public event? It's incredible. People love the tyranny. Did you find the YouTube of Alex Jones arrested for asking Bush a question? It's all over the place. Alex Jones arrested by Bush. It's all over. While they're finding that, let's go ahead and take another phone call. Let's go ahead and talk to, by the way, those guys confronting him are heroes. It's that act of resistance. And just like a month ago, nobody dislikes the body scanners. Nobody dislikes the pat downs. A month later, Reuters poll, 96% are against it, won't fly. You are always angry. We're not the minority. We're the majority. Let's talk to Chris in Canada. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to tell a story about when I lived in South Korea, actually, and it ties into the body scanner thing. My fiance at the time, now my wife, we started a blog, and it was called the Anti-NWO Blog in Korean. And we used to take InfoWars stories and translate it to Korean and other stories, especially related to the body scanners, and translate that into Korean. So after about 2 weeks of having our blog up, we got a knock on the door, and it was from the Korean police. And they were saying that they were going to take my wife, basically, or my fiance at the time, and because they found a post that she made like 2 years ago about smoking marijuana. And
yeah, so South Korea has a lot of its own tyranny as well. When I said free, I mean free compared to the North, but it's got a lot of oppressive stuff, but good people in Korea. We have, according to Alexa and other rating systems, we're very, very popular in Korea.
Yeah, and I just really wanted to talk about what's going to come down the pipe, especially if they make us post with our real IDs and stuff like that, and ID numbers or whatever it is, because that's exactly what...
Yeah, that's the Microsoft plan. That's one of the ways they plan on killing the web, is make you do it with IDs. Then they can ID spoof you and set you up. That's one of their favorites.
And anyway, the police just wouldn't stop. They basically harassed us, saying that even if her hair test that they're going to make her do comes back not showing anything, they're going to find something else. So we ended up just leaving the country. We're living in Canada now, so...
So they didn't like you talking bad about Big Brother?
No, especially about the body scanners, which were just put in. So anyway, we get on the plane, fly back here, and it was just the trip from hell, basically, going through the Vancouver airport. Like, they searched my dog twice. I missed a couple of flights because I had to transfer planes and all this up at customs, searching the dog, and then we got out, and the computer database for the next flight wouldn't take my name for 3 hours. and
by the way, the UN and others have said they want to make travel almost impossible, and they want to ban non-essential travel because of the carbon footprint. But we actually have documents. In fact, we reprinted, I know it was in the stack yesterday, where the Rockefeller Foundation said in the 60s that they want to make travel near impossible. They want to isolate you all to your locale as a way to control people.
And the kicker of the whole thing was when I got through all the other security, you know, metal detector, I'm fine. They pulled me aside and said that they're going to body search me this time. And they had this big guy, just seemed like a real pervert, using the palms of his hands, going really slow, saying, I'm just going to put my hands on the small of your back now. And he's like, oh, do you have any pain? Do you have any pain? He's like, you're awfully tense. So I ended up just, I swore at the guy and said, basically, what the F do you think? I've been on a plane for, you know, 10 hours. I haven't, I've missed, you know, three or four planes here. And then he tells me I've got to go bend over. And he bends me over on the conveyor belt, goes up and down my legs, and squeezes my butt, and says I'm free to go. It was just, like, we haven't flown since. It was the most horrible time. We took down our blog. It was just, it was horrible.
Well, the answer is don't back down. Fight back 10 times more, Chris. God bless you. I'm getting a lot of emails, people saying, I'll just move to Canada. I'll just move to Europe. Canada is even worse. Canada is the model of this. I mean, that's one place I will not go back to. I mean, they literally kept me for 15 hours, screamed at me, said they were going to put me in prison, felt me up. But here's the issue. TSA now admits they do have men searching women. They were trying to deny that a week ago on the TSA blog. We have video of it. The news has video of it. They also admit, okay, we are doing more invasive pat-downs now. They announced more invasive 3 weeks ago that they'd already been beta testing, but they're doing it widespread. Then they said, no, we're not touching genitals. Now they come out today and say, yeah, we're sticking our hand in your pants. Now, that's exactly what they do. And I can't, every time you see a super gorgeous woman in line, because that's who wants to work, there's perverts, they pull her out. And literally, it's perving. You watch the men and they go, oh, I'm just going to touch your hair. I'm just going to go through your hair now. I'm just going to touch your face now. I'm just going to touch the, and they just, oh, I'm going to touch these now. Okay, now I'm just going to, and then they stick their hand in their pants. They're like, oh, I'm just going to, and then they, and that's actually in the newspapers today. Even Mother Jones is reporting on it. That's what I've got in front of witnesses. This young 22-year-old, you know, hot blonde college students in Amarillo, and they pulled her blouse down, they say, on accident with her breast, and then all laughed and came up and wanted her number and said, oh, I'm gonna go back and watch the video of that, because she was, they can't even control themselves. They just think it's normal because they've got the power. They're just like, baby, baby. And she started crying, not when they were grabbing her breast or her crotch, when they got in her hair. They were just like, oh, baby, oh, let me make sure that's, and just like you said, oh, is that hurting your back? Bend over right here. Oh, let me, oh, yeah. And, I mean, these are people that like it. A normal man wants a woman to be into it. I mean, if my wife isn't excited, I'm not excited. But, see, I'm normal. I'm a real man. I don't want to exercise power over weak people. I want to exercise power over a bully who's stupid enough to swing first. And just make sure it's on a surveillance camera so I can stomp you royal. Okay? I mean, I don't, and I don't even want to fight until they do that. The point is that somebody who's centered and strong and wholesome wants to fight tyranny, wants to fight bullies. A real warrior wants to fight other warriors. A real man or a real woman, they want somebody who's into it. The greatest pleasure is giving pleasure. You know, whether it's cooking a meal for friends or buying buddies a drink, that's the real pleasure in life. Not, but these people get off on it, and I've watched them. I was in San Jose 3 weeks ago, and we went through, and I said, Aaron, wait, let's get coffee right here. Cause it was a, and I told the story, but I'll tell it again. But I'll tell the full story. I was like, Aaron, there's coffee. Let's get some coffee. Let's sit here, and because our plane's not for 45 minutes. Let's watch, because, look, there's four lines, and it's only women and children being sent through the scanners. And for 20 minutes, we sat there drinking coffee, and we're like, it was only women and children. Because they know they'll submit. And there's the Amarillo Globe News lawsuit airport search incident. And these women talk about they can't handle it. Mother Jones has the best article about it. I forget the headline. You just type Alex Jones into Google because I'm in there too. You'll find it. It's got the Michelle incident with one of our crew here at the office and her 20-month-old daughter. Yeah, there it is. Dudes to TSA, don't touch that junk. And Mother Jones does point out something I hadn't remembered, but they spurred my memory on this. It's been women freaking out about this for 6, 7, 8 years because it is mainly women that the pervs pull out. Now they're just trying to do it to basically everybody as they phase it in. And they go through that now it's men fighting back, but then they mention a bunch of stories of women I didn't know about, like this Amarillo one. And there's another woman in the story, if memory serves. It's when they get to the hair, they're like, and they report that the men get that quiet sex voice going, like, oh, baby, I'm just going to check this now. I'm just going to. The female staffer for Alex Jones' radio show described how she was given the ridiculously thorough pat-down by a male screener. When he moved on to do the same thing to a woman's 20-month-old and 8-year-old daughter, she had to step in. In Amarillo, a woman sued the TSA after an agent pulled down her blouse, revealing her breast during a pat-down. The TSA employees laughed and joked about the incident, even after the woman started crying. A Minnesota woman who's a rape survivor got an enhanced pat-down from a male TSA agent after opting out. She says she couldn't handle it once he started rubbing through her hair. He also grabbed the breast and the junk. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class Spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Give it up!
I'll never give it up!
And Live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I love it because I know that you're not going to sit around as the world goes by letting these globalists rape you. You're going to stand up, and we're going to take humanity back and point our direction to the stars and the next level in our development. The New World Order and the globalists are going down. Look at this. Senators and TSA defend love pats at airports. Now they're calling it love pats. That's like Bush calling his plan to drug half of U.S. school children the New Freedom Initiative. Or that's like Bush's people calling the Patriot Act the Patriot Act. CBS News calls the pats love pats. I mean, I can't handle it anymore. Mercury's good for you. Torture's good. Love pats are good. Oh, yeah, it's real loving with these women, with guys touching their genitals, touching their breast, inside their pants, and then rubbing through their hair. I can't handle it anymore. This is just getting too insane. They just keep bringing me in crazy articles. Duncan blast TSA pat-downs body scanners. Congressman John J. Duncan. But see, the globalists will just blow up an airplane and say, see, we told you. Now we've got to do cavity searches, order with Al-Qaeda. See how when you give into the fake terror card, the sky's the limit, literally? All right, here's the George Bush clip, and I'm going to Bob, Noah, Adam, Jen, and Gator, and then I got to get to the news. I've got to do it. I'm taking a lot of calls today, though, and it's a lot of fun. Let's go ahead, and it's fun to fight tyranny. Let's go ahead and play this clip, though, of where the same thing happened to yours truly, but I even got kidnapped, not arrested. It was official oppression, and then thrown out on the side of the highway. Because they knew they had no reason to manhandle me and do this. Here's the clip.
98 is going to be good for Texas, and that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about, and most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe 1% knew about the Federal Reserve 12 years ago when I did that. Let's trap them up against the wall. Yeah, don't you love it? Don't you just love what they're doing and what they're up to? Look at him, boy. He's got my fist all the way up the middle of my back. He's going to show me. He's going to hurt me. He's going to hurt me for the rest of my life because I dare have a First Amendment. Well, don't worry. The bankers are going to take your pension fund, buddy. They're going to put uranium and fluoride and mercury in your water. Don't worry. They're going to give you GMO and they're going to murder you. You know, you're a microcosm of what you do to me. You think they could give you this unlawful power just to hurt people? They do it because they're criminal. And look, you got the Texas Ranger right there making sure this evil person gets in trouble. And they told me, you're getting charged with this, you're getting charged with that. And I said, good. I can't wait to sue all of you. Well, then we'll just kidnap you then. All right, I'm coming back, going to your phone calls quickly. I'm going to try to be quick now. 800-259-9231. Then I'm getting into the news. Some days I get to it all up front. Some days I don't get to it all. Some days I cover nothing but news. Or some days nothing but cash. But whatever we do, it's hardcore, it's focused, it's unflinching, and it's all done for the love of liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.